Hey, how are you? This is Neil. This is a new episode of Paranormally Speaking for this week, where I will be talking about the enigmatic Black Knight satellite that's been orbiting our Earth for an estimated 13,000 years. I know that probably doesn't make sense, but for starters, my sponsors, the commercials that I play relentlessly, are wanting me to start the show off with a new promotion for my podcast. And it'll go like this. Bigfoot sightings, Yeti and Grassman and Skinwalkers, oh my. UFO sightings, UFO research, UFO crashes, UFOs, and now UAPs. Government cover-ups exposed, creating the monsters, destroying the monsters. Close encounters, alien encounters, abductions, and hybrid crossbreeding. Shapeshifters, crop formations, time portals, and sacred sites. Ancient technology, cultures, myths, and mysteries. Alternate realities, multiverse timelines, doppelgangers, and time travel. Government cover-ups, political cults, religion and spirituality, God, Satan, angels, demons, and miracles. Water monsters, cryptozoology, shadow beings, black-eyed children, melonheads, mind control, the powers that be, the Illuminati, and pulling the strings. If you enjoy these topics, then you will love my show, now in our sixth season. The paranormal, the unknown, the supernatural, and the strange, this is Paranormally Speaking with Neil Parks. And I believe I already addressed that when I said, hello, this is Neil. But anyway, that is how they wanted me to start my show today, to do a new promotion, to explain to you now that we're on our sixth season what the show is about. So if you're following me and have been for six seasons, you kind of get what it's about. But anyway, redundancy is what is best, I guess. Or I don't get my nickel an hour, what they pay me. Anyway, moving on to talking about the Black Knight satellite. A lot of people don't know what the heck I'm talking about, or maybe they don't even know what the name of this thing is. I'm going to share, first of all, 20 facts about the Black Knight satellite. This artificial satellite has caused major media interest since the late 50s, and you're probably hearing about it first time now, and has become one of the most talked about objects in space, but has it really? First thought to be a Russian spy satellite, the Black Knight satellite has gripped the interest of millions worldwide. Probably has. According to monitoring agencies around the world, the Black Knight satellite has been transmitting radio signals for over 50 years. Transmitting signals. And it's been orbiting our Earth, according to people who were here long before us, for over 13,000. The U.S. and Soviet Union have shown particular interest in this unidentified space object. Rumors are that it was Nikola Tesla, the first man to intercept a signal from the Black Knight satellite in 1899 after building a high-voltage radio device in Colorado Springs. Since the 1930s, astronomers worldwide have been reporting strange radio signals which allegedly come from the Black Knight. In 1957, long before the Apollo missions, Dr. Luis Corrales of the Communications Ministry in Venezuela photographed it while taking pictures of Sputnik 2 as it passed over Caracas. The story of the Black Knight made its media debut in the 1940s when the St. Louis Dispatch and the San Francisco Examiner wrote about the satellite on May 14, 1954. The Time magazine wrote about the Black Knight satellite on the 7th of March in 1960, still before the Apollo missions. In 1957, an unknown object, was seen shadowing the Sputnik 1 aircraft. According to reports, the unidentified object was in polar orbit. In 1957, the United States, nor the Russians, possessed the technology to maintain a spacecraft in polar orbit. The first polar orbiting satellite was launched in 1960. Polar orbits are often used for Earth mapping, Earth observation, capturing the Earth as time passes from one point, and reconnaissance satellites. This would put the Black Knight in the category of an observational satellite. In the 1960s, the Black Knight satellite was located once again in polar orbit. Astronomers and scientists calculated the object's weight to be over 10 tons, which would be, at that time, the heaviest artificial satellite to orbit our planet. The Black Knight's orbit was unlike any other object orbiting Earth. The Grundman Aircraft Corporation gave much importance to this mysterious satellite on September 3rd, 1960, 7 months after the satellite was first detected by radar, a tracking camera at Grumman Aircraft Corporation's Long Island factory. Took a photograph of the Black Knight satellite, one of the first of its kind. The Grumman Aircraft Corporation formed a committee to study the data received from the observations made, but nothing was ever made public. In 1963, Gordon Cooper was launched into space. On his last orbit, he reported seeing a glowing green object in front of his capsule in the distance moving towards his spacecraft. The Mochia tracking station in Australia, which Cooper reported the object to, picked up this unidentified object on radar, traveling east to west. It was the ham radio operator who apparently decoded a series of signals received from the UFO satellite and interpreted it as a star chart centered on the Epsilon Boots star system. According to the decoded message, the Black Knight satellite originated from the Epsilon Boots star system 13,000 years ago, according to the data received in 1963. On August 23rd of 1954, the technology magazine Aviation Week and Space Technology released a story about the Black Knight satellite that angered the Pentagon, who were trying to keep the information secret. So this is guesstimated to be 13,000 years old from another star system that's been orbiting our Earth knowingly since 1899, when Nikola Tesla detected it with radio frequencies. And a man in Australia in 1963 with a ham radio decoded the message, the signals coming from this satellite, and it gave off a star chart, a constellation, a way to get to where it came from. Could it be messages sent to us to create some device to communicate with the satellite so it can bounce signals back to its original homeworld? Or a way to make it to the homeworld of where the Black Knight satellite originated from and beyond light speed capability? That's what I'll be discussing this week on this episode of Paranormally Speaking. And please hold for an important message from a few more of my sponsors.
Fantastic. Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries. Log on to www.theufostore.com and request a free UFO store catalog. Theufostore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the internet.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
That's terrific.
Well, now I'm back, and that was a fun commercial break. I hate doing this, but just like public broadcasting, podcasting is the same way. It's a public format, but now the company that is housing my podcast wants to charge me a licensing fee, which is extremely unfair considering the high volume of listeners I have. I mean, granted, I do make a little on the side from sponsors and through book sales and whatnot, but I want to keep this podcast going. And we are in season 6. So donations are accepted and appreciated. If you want to throw a couple of bucks or $5 through my Venmo, you can do that at The Neil Parks. My Venmo ID is at The Neil Parks. And of course, that is the at sign, not the word at the Neil Parks. And since I just basically pulled a Sarah McLachlan ASPCA commercial with the sad dogs in the cages playing Arms of the Angels, That is all I'm going to do about hounding for money, as I refuse to charge a fee for monthly listeners, so they're coming after me for licensing and demanding I do this and demanding I do that and add this commercial and promote this product. And I've said no to three products they've thrown my way because I don't believe in the products and they are harmful to young people. One of which is the Celsius energy drink, disguised as an energy water drink, but in reality causes kidney damage, extreme heart rate, neurological issues, excessive nervousness, sleep disorder. So I said no to that, and they pulled one of my other sponsors because I said no to that, and they were partnered with a sponsor I had been using for years, Geico, and now I lost Geico, so have to resort to going through Venmo for shameless promotion. Just a donation, not asking for anything more than a quarter. And on to the rest of this episode, where I will be discussing the Black Knight satellite. And of course, there is a conspiracy surrounding it. What is the Black Knight satellite conspiracy? Is there an alien satellite spying on Earth from orbit? What? That is the question at the core of the Black Knight satellite mystery. And while scientists have refuted the notion of a conspiracy theory, it is one that continues to garner support. Of course, the Black Knight satellite conspiracy holds that there is a 13,000-year-old alien spy satellite or spaceship orbiting Earth. It is said that NASA astronauts have inspected the satellite, but only a select few on the planet know of its existence. Beyond this, it is difficult to discern one cohesive theory as to the existence of this satellite, and most argue that it is merely a myth made up out of desperation. Desperate, unrelated stories. The origins of the Black Knight satellite conspiracy, perhaps the most significant enigma in the Black Knight satellite mystery, is its name. At this time, there is no definitive answer as to who coined the term Black Knight or even Dark Knight satellite. I think maybe because it looks a little like something Batman would fly around in. And it's unlikely we'll ever know. Even the origin of the very idea of aliens using a spy satellite is murky. But it's most commonly traced back to one man, Nikola Tesla. Tesla's extraterrestrial greeting is what I would call it. In 1899, Tesla, who lived from 1856 to 1943, declared to the world that he had intercepted a message from aliens. The Serbian-American physicist and electrical engineer recounted to various newspapers that he had been conducting unrelated wireless power experiments in a purpose-built tower at his home in Colorado Springs, that when he stated that he had received radio signals that he interpreted as the greeting of one planet to another, according to a 1901 article he wrote in Collier's Weekly. In 1923, he told the Albany Telegram that most likely the source was from intelligent life on Mars, and he hypothesized that the message was numerical, stating, "I believe that Martians use numbers for communication, between numbers are universal." The scientific community has since offered numerous naturally occurring explanations for Tesla's signals. The emitted spinning neutron stars or pulsars signals from the pulsars are undetectable from Earth, but were only discovered in 1967. After Tesla, the Black Knight satellite conspiracy develops. There is no evidence that Tesla ever mentioned the idea of a Black Knight or Dark Knight satellite, nor that he ever initiated the concept of a spaceship or orbiting Earth, let alone one with the purpose of intelligence gathering. However, this is usually hailed as the starting point for the Black Knight satellite mystery. After Tesla, the Dark Knight conspiracy is made up of a series of unrelated scientific findings and pseudo-scientific conjecture. Often related to radio signals, in 1927, a Norwegian civil engineer and ham radio hobbyist called Jørgen Hals reported receiving strange responses to his ham radio signals. Hals reportedly saw these as deriving from aliens. Interestingly, Howes may have made a scientific discovery in his observations, but not the one he thought. He might have been the first person to hear what are now known as long-delayed echoes. Those are LDEs. The next oft-cited work is that a science fiction author, Duncan Lunan, an amateur astronomer in 1973, Lunan researched the phenomenon of LDEs and said that they were intelligent transmissions from a probe originating from Epsilon Boots, citing Stanford's University's Professor Ron Bracewell's theory of alien probes known as Bracewell probes. He believed that such a probe had been hidden behind the moon for some 13,000 years. Despite Lunan specifically refuting any connection with the Black Knight satellite mystery, his name is almost universally mentioned in his history. And perhaps the unintentionally influenced the theory with his figure of 13,000 years. The supposed sightings of the Dark Knight satellite start with, besides scientific findings and theories, Black Knight theory proponents have drawn on media reports to support their claim. One such example was the 1960 Time magazine article about a Soviet spy satellite detected by the U.S. Navy. Despite his later being identified as a fragment of early U.S. satellite, Discovery 5, it remains a part of Dark Knight lore. The same applies to the story of Gordon Cooper, the Project Mercury astronaut who was reported to have seen a UFO while in space in 1963. Despite refuting these claims and providing transcripts from the mission, the incident is still cited as proof. Murky images, yet it is another photo taken by NASA in 1998 that is seen in the conclusive evidence for the Dark Knight satellite conspiracy. This murky image of a silhouette of unidentified shape is said to be a photo of the Black Knight itself. The photo in question is known as STS-088-724-66. It was taken during the first space shuttle mission to the International Space Station. So what does the enigmatic image depict? According to NASA, it's space junk. In fact, it is most probably a thermal blanket dropped by astronaut Jerry Ross during the spacewalk. The loss of the blanket was even captured on film. The real Black Knight? One theory of the origin is that the name Black Knight satellite refers to the British research ballistic missile by the name, part of the development of the Blue Streak missile. The Black Knight referred to a type of expendable test rocket. Aliens or space junk? Thus, the crux of Black Knight satellite mystery comes down to one question. Ancient alien spaceship orbiting, Earth, or space junk? From Tesla to STS-088-724-66, the journey of the Dark Knight conspiracy theory is a meandering one lacking a scientific basis or defined origin. Nevertheless, its supporters are convinced in their belief and are unlikely to be convinced otherwise by any evidence provided by NASA, the very agency they often suspect of covering up such things. Available to order now, my first audiobook, Neil Parks Presents Truly Terrifying Tales, narrated by me. It's ready to order and download on Bandcamp.com. My other books, of course, are always available to order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Lulu.com. You can also order t-shirts that I designed that I normally sell at conventions, festivals, lectures, and my book signings. I always have the 9-inch tall 3D printed Bigfoot silhouettes available, and last spring my first children's book was released. It was written by my good friend and fellow author, R.L. Walker. I illustrated this book, and it was a major shift in gears for me, considering that my writing and art style has always been dark and scary. To order any of what I just mentioned, you can also go to my email, which is parksparanormal@gmail.com. That is parksparanormal@gmail.com. Standing by. What is the dark side of the moon? Dark side of the moon is hiding this incredible secret, and UFO hunters have shock proof, they claim. It has been a source of mystery for generations, But what is the dark side of the moon? It has been a source of mystery, but the dark side of the moon holds many secrets. Planet Earth only gets to see one side of the giant space rock, and what lies on the other half is virtually unknown. Now a UFO enthusiast claims that aliens are living in a supermassive network of tunnels and caves on our moon. He suspects they are thriving in the underground cities covering the mysterious dark side, which can never be seen from Earth. And now he has evidence and astonishing images from a lost lunar spaceship, which has been found orbiting the moon after going missing 8 years ago. The images from Chandrayaan 1 appear to show a network of lava tubes snaking under the surface of the satellite, with thousands of caves scattered all over. It was created by streams of magma, which ran dry. But now Jesse, who runs the YouTube channel UFO News, believes they are homing an entire civilization. The presence of enormous caves on the moon suggests that an alien civilization could currently be living much closer to home than we previously thought, the alien enthusiast told the Daily Star Online. We find it fascinating that an extensive network of caves and tunnels, some of which are large enough to house entire cities from Earth, are covering the surface of the moon. Why is it that these caves have slipped under the radar of public interest for so long? Is it possible that NASA could be privately discouraging the exploration of these structures in order to suppress public interest? NASA has admitted that these caves could be used as potential locations for a human colony on the moon. It makes us wonder if they might have already investigated these without public knowledge. It is a known fact that craters are covering the moon and have been created by meteorites that have peppered its surface through the years. But conspiracy theorists like Jesse believes that the aliens are hiding out on the shadows there and in tunnels which connect to them. Prior to the investigation of satellites, the dark side of the moon would have been a convenient location for an alien civilization to live and remain hidden from view. He told us, as our technology evolves, such a civilization would likely be forced to use new tactics to remain hidden. These caves and tunnels would make perfect locations for an ancient alien civilization to take refuge from the prying eyes of humanity. The far side of the moon, which Jesse believes is inhabited by extraterrestrials and life as long, has been dubbed the dark side. This is because it can never be seen from our planet, as it spins at the same rate as it orbits the Earth, meaning it is kept hidden from our view. It was only pictured for the first time by the Russians in 1959. Jesse told us, many of these massive caves reside on the dark side of the moon, out of view of the ground-based telescopes. Buried deep within the ground, the caves offer protection from the sun and the harsh realities of space. In our most recent video on UFO News, we included pictures of what appear to be the surface marks of these tunnels crisscrossing the surface. These well-established pictures serve as new evidence that a superhighway of interconnected lava tubes are being used as a highway system to allow an alien civilization to move about the moon undetected. Until NASA is willing to do some direct investigation of these objects using high-definition cameras, we are going to take their silence as a nod in the direction that aliens are indeed on the moon. The cube-sized satellite where the new images of the moon have come from first went missing in 2009 after being successfully launched in October of 2008. It is roughly the size of a smart car, measuring 1.5 meters tall on each side, and had completed 3,400 orbits around the moon when less than a year later a radio contact was lost. But this year, it was announced that the probe had been found orbiting 200 kilometers above the lunar surface by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California. Jesse's suspicion came 10 years after the Apollo 20 hoax, as he calls it, which Saul claims that NASA carried out secret lunar missions. The video surfaced on YouTube from a user claiming to be a retired American astronaut who commanded this mission. The clips appeared to show proof of the existence of alien intelligence alien life on the moon and included a picture of a female alien nicknamed Mona Lisa, hibernating. But all the videos were posted on the video sharing site on April 1st of that same year, April Fool's Day, of course, hinting the story was nothing more than an elaborate prank. An alien city discovered on the dark side of the moon claims. Shocking, I know. Alien hunters believe they have found 100% indisputable proof that extraterrestrials are living and have built cities on the dark side of the moon. Despite the fact that Earth's moon looks dull and lifeless, even to the naked eye, some conspiracy theorists remain adamant that aliens could reside there. Despite there being no evidence, UFO hunters have long claimed that aliens could be hiding away from humanity's watchful eye, living on the far side of the moon. One side of the moon is always facing Earth, thanks to the gravitational pull of tides on our planet, a process known as tidal locking. For this reason, conspiracy theorists claim that the far side, or the dark side of the moon, would be the perfect place for aliens to live. It makes sense to me. But that's not the crazy part. And now NASA satellite images have shown a light on the dark side and appear to show structures which cast shadows. This part's cool. Prominent conspiracy theorist Scott C. Waring has been analyzing NASA's satellite images and believes he has spotted some of these structures and even goes as far to say that they are artificial. On top of that, Mr. Waring believes that NASA has been trying to hide the evidence and has been lying to the rest of the world. The UFO hunter wrote on his ET database, "You are looking at cities on the moon. You see, there are three types of buildings I have identified on the moon. First is the metallic buildings, which have angles like human buildings, but these are always smaller compared to the other two. Second are the white ceramic buildings. These will have black windows, yet the surface of the building is so shiny that it looks like light reflecting off the surface. Their shape is usually round or oval, never with sharp angles, always smooth edges. Third are the dark buildings. These are the most unusual and seem like biomechanics or living structures that were grown. These are flat black, meaning they have no reflective surfaces. They are massive, up to hundreds of kilometers long. They often have the small buildings near their entrances, with many, 4 to 8 usually, tunnel-like attachments going back and forth. So the lunar orbiter satellite gives you a bird's eye view of particularly lit side of the moon, which is never visible to Earth. I used to believe, and NASA held them up to pedestal with the highest of admiration, but then I discovered they lied to us. So says this man. This is not the first time a mysterious structure has been found on the lunar surface. Some conspiracy theorists claim that the moon could be occupied by aliens, and that is the reason NASA has not returned since the Apollo missions ended in the 1970s. However, skeptics and NASA say that the structure and other similar findings are just the effects of psychological phenomenon with the brain tricking the eyes into seeing familiar objects or shapes and patterns or textures such as rock surfaces. Now, I saw a video last year. I shared it on my YouTube channel. A person was recording a solar eclipse, but focusing on the moon because the moon itself was bright and vibrant that day. It was a full moon. It was around 3 or 4 p.m., and he zoomed in on the moon because he saw something flash on its surface. And this is the surface facing us. He zoomed in on it with a high-powered lens and so many times zoom, brought it in to where you could literally feel as if you're going to walk on the surface of the moon. And these three vessels, ships, whatever you want to call them, emerge from the dark side and cross over with their shadows casting on the surface of the moon that we could see with our own eyes, and better with the magnified zoom, showing actual vehicles, vessels, UFOs, whatever, going across the surface and then back around into the darkness. That I saw myself and shared myself. It looked authentic. I don't know enough about the person who actually recorded this image. It's still pretty captivating if it's legit. Please hold for an important message from our sponsor.
Unparalleled insider access. Get it all. Introducing the SiriusXM Platinum VIP plan. Our newest, most exclusive plan. Listen in two cars, plus stream anywhere with two app logins. Access a massive, exclusive library of live concert video and audio recordings through nugs.net. Have opportunities to experience live and virtual SiriusXM events, including VIP-only exclusives. Get all your questions answered by a dedicated VIP customer care team. Plus, get all the entertainment we've got. It's all included with your Platinum VIP subscription. Be a VIP. Call 844-711-8800 to learn more. Offer details apply. One login per activated vehicle. Not available in Canada.
Now this is the part that sucks the fun right out of the show. Fact check. False claim of an extraterrestrial satellite near Earth. This is according to USA Today. So they're going to write from a very biased perspective. The claim: there is an unidentified and mysterious satellite of extraterrestrial origin near Earth. Space is becoming yet another frontier for misinformation among social media users. A Facebook page named Explained posted an image in September of 2023 of a black object in space with the title Black Knight Satellite Conspiracy Theory. At the bottom of that image, the text says, an unidentified and mysterious satellite of extraterrestrial origin is in the near polar orbit of Earth. Scientists have named it the Black Knight Satellite. It has been transmitting some strange radio waves since the 1930s, long before NASA or the Soviet Union sent any satellites into space. Now, according to their fact check, the image was shared more than 100 times in about a week. I read about that somewhere in social media and then Googled about it. Aman Maru, who runs the page, told USA Today. But the claim that the black object is a satellite of extraterrestrial origin near Earth, according to him, is false. And he claimed that NASA told him that. NASA has since reached out and stated that they don't even know what it is. Conspiracy theorists are basing the claim off of an image where a black object appears to be hovering above Earth. However, the object is actually space debris, cataloged by NASA during a 1998 space shuttle mission. The picture was taken December 11, 1998. There is no evidence that the space debris is emitting strong radio waves. Orbital debris refers to any human-made object in orbit about the Earth that no longer serves any useful purpose. According to NASA, it includes debris intentionally released when spacecraft separate from their launch vehicles, leftovers from mission operations and debris from explosions. More than 23,000 pieces of orbital debris larger than about 4 inches are known to exist in Earth's orbit, according to NASA. But NASA goes on to say that the Dark Knight satellite holds many mysteries that they have yet to tap into. Now, USA Today's rating is false. The claim that there is an unidentified satellite of extraterrestrial origin near Earth, based on their research, the black object seen in the image is a piece of space debris cataloged by NASA. That's what USA Today says, and NASA has made no such claim. They still don't know what the Dark Knight satellite is. And that's it for this week. And this episode of Paranormally Speaking, I thank you very much for sticking with me this whole time. And I hope you have a terrific rest of the week. Thank you for listening and tuning in as always. And for sticking with me through season 6 and the first 5 seasons. As I stated earlier in the episode, sponsors are kind of turning up on me. So donations are always welcome, much like the public broadcasting system. And you can Venmo anything you want to throw at me. at The Neil Parks on Venmo. That's at The Neil Parks, at symbol The Neil Parks. Have a great rest of the week. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
Try me.